Indiana University professor Christine Vonderhaar is back in the news after publishing a full account of her wrongful detainment in 2012. After settling her lawsuit against the federal government in April, Vonderhaar is ready for her story to be heard again. WFHB correspondent Ivy Bridges brings us that story.
Indiana University professor Christine Vonderhaar experienced the effects of government surveillance firsthand when she was seized and detained without cause by two United States Customs and Border Protection agents at the Indianapolis International Airport in June of 2012. Vonderhaar's old friend was a Greek citizen visiting the United States for a few months in the summer. According to Vonderhaar, her friend sent his computer server along with a few other items through the mail so he could continue his work while in the United States. They went to the airport to collect his belongings, and then both of them were detained and questioned by customs officers.
My friend and I arrived there at around 9 o'clock, and the first question that we were asked was, "Are you getting married?" And, of course, we were both shocked, you know, didn't know what to think. And then after a little while, they came to the window and told my friend that they needed to ask him some questions. So they opened a locked door and led him to an inner office. A little while after that, the officers came back and told me that they needed to ask me some questions and that they would unlock the door and that two officers would escort me to an office, which is what happened. When we walked through the door of the office, they told me to sit on the couch. They were both blocking, basically, my exit from that door. They were both armed. They were both in uniform. And the first thing that the female officer said was, "We have read your email for a year," which, of course, I mean, was just shocking to me. It made no sense. This was just from the very beginning, just total confusion. So she, you know, asked some very personal questions, and it was obviously that they had read our email, then escorted me back to the office. I sat in the waiting room a little while, and they came back again and told me that they needed to ask me questions, more questions. So they took me back there again, same place, blocked the door the entire time, and then I was escorted back to the waiting room where I waited for my friend. He eventually emerged around 3 o'clock. I thought, you know, he had gotten the paperwork to pick up his belongings and found out that they had seized his passport.
Vonderhaar says she was confused and outraged. She had many questions, but few answers. According to a federal lawsuit she filed later, Vonderhaar's right to privacy had been violated under the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution. She says she was never informed that she did not have to talk to the agents or that she was free to leave. During the detainment, her friend received a notice from the Customs and Border Protection agents stating he was misrepresenting his intentions in coming to the United States and that he intended to immigrate to the United States. According to Vonderhaar, her friend had only planned on staying a few months and his visa was valid until 2022. After the incident, Vonderhaar set out to find the truth and what happened to them that day at the airport.
I tried from the very beginning to get his passport back. I contacted Senator Lugar's office, Senator Coates' office, Representative Young's office, everyone. Contacted them. Representative Young helped us try to get that passport back all summer. Eventually, we did get the passport back at the very end of the summer with the help of the Herald Times. I mean, it was our local newspaper that eventually called out there, and they found the passport. Senators couldn't help us, you know, representatives. They were trying. They did everything to help us. From the very beginning, and I contacted the ACLU within a week, I think, of this happening. So we, you know, have been searching for what happened here for 3 years.
With the help of the American Civil Liberties Union, Vonderhaar sued the two officers who detained her. She filed a lawsuit against the officers for violating her constitutional rights. They reached a settlement and the case was dismissed. Yet Vonderhaar still has no concrete answers to what actually happened that day and what caused the government to single her out and read her emails for an entire year.
It just makes me sad that the Constitution is not respected and that Americans' rights are being violated. And the fact of the matter is that you may not know that your email is being read. You know, I was told that it was read. So I knew that mine was read, and then there were actions taken against me that were illegal that made this a case. But I think that everyone needs to be vigilant, because why do you need to do it? And anybody's can be read. I mean, this could happen to anyone in the United States. If this can happen to me, this can happen to anyone. I just think that we need to be aware of cases like this, and people need to report it, and we need to do everything possible to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Vonderhaar says that the entire experience humiliated her. She lost precious time with her friend and lost security in the government. Vonderhaar urges everyone to understand their rights and that if something like this ever happens, to immediately contact a representative and seek justice. For WFHB, I'm Ivy Bridges.
After the settlement, a federal court dismissed the case with prejudice, meaning the lawsuit cannot be filed again.